I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
Welcome to Rich Text, a podcast about our cultural obsessions, like memoirs about marriage.
If you're listening today, you're already a subscriber to our audio and written newsletter, Rich Text, on Patreon. Thank you, as always, for being here. You quite literally make our work possible.
We're here today because maybe a little bit behind the discourse.
So
we finally both read two memoirs that have been driving a lot of conversation and that we've been really wanting to discuss: Lindy West's Adult Braces and Bell Burden's Strangers.
One is about staying in a marriage through challenges. The other is about being forced to leave a marriage that you're not ready to end. But both have really pierced the culture over the last few months in ways that we found notable. And so we decided to pair them together and kind of have a larger discussion, you know, about these two books, but also about what is behind our obsession or our love of memoirs around being a wife, ending being a wife, going through a divorce. Like, why do these kind of memoirs capture our attention, the culture's attention?
Yes. And also, like, what do they both have to say about ways of constructing wifehood, especially in this current moment? I think that obviously part of why we're drawn to them is that it's like juicy to hear about the dirty laundry, the what's going on behind the scenes. You know, Lindy West's marriage was already sort of public. She had written about her relationship with Aham. I remember the news coverage of their wedding. I remembered her beautiful,
I love the dress, like,
rainbow dress. And that was sort of a triumphant, like a fat woman finding the kind of fairy tale love and traditional marriage and romance that they're often told they don't deserve. And so that was a big cultural inflection point for me as a millennial feminist. And, you know, Bell Burden, on the other hand, comes from this sort of like, sort of cloistered wealth, like generationally wealthy community where the dirty laundry exists, but is not often spoken of publicly. And that's how people of a certain generation who had resources like protected themselves, was to remain very private and not seek celebrity in that way. But she's kind of pulling back the curtain on what it actually looked like.
Yeah, it is funny because I was thinking about the ways in which Lindy West's memoir is such a millennial cultural artifact. Mm-hmm. And Bell's is such a Gen X cultural artifact.
Yeah, they're very generationally different and they come from such different worlds, but they're both grappling with the same or similar narratives about what it means to be a wife and what it means to make a marriage work.
And also what it means to be a person who professionally tells stories about yourself, mm-hmm. and how those stories change over time and with greater reflection. And I think that, yeah, they end up pairing together rather nicely, despite the fact that they obviously diverge in a lot of ways.
Yeah, as you put it, in a certain way, they're sort of inverses. Like, you read Bell's book and you think, oh, it sounds like their marriage could have worked out if he hadn't suddenly left. Like, it seems like she was happy and like everything was going for them, but suddenly he's gone and she has no choice but to pick up the pieces. Lindy seems miserable. And it's like, but she stays.
She's white-knuckling it through.
And that's driven a lot of the discourse as well, I think, because that disjuncture, you know, we expect to see the marriage was bad and then I left, or the marriage was good and so, you know, this is the fairy tale. But that disjuncture is very compelling.
Yeah. So should we just give a little bit of a summary of the basics of what each of these memoirs is about before we dig into the themes?
Let's do it.
So, Strangers by Bell Burden is an expansion of her 2023 New York Times Modern Love column titled Was I Married to a Stranger? The memoir begins with COVID lockdown, when Bell and two out of three of her kids, along with her husband of more than 20 years, head to their home on Martha's Vineyard to quarantine. And just like a few days into lockdown, she receives a text from a man she's never met or spoken to, letting her know that her husband has been having an affair with his wife. And within like hours of that text, certainly within 24 to 48 hours of that text. Her husband, referred to as James in the book, though that's not his real name, has told her that he is leaving her, that he does not want the life that they have built together at all, that she can have full custody of their teenage children. And he just heads back to New York City. And she is kind of left to grapple with what is becoming of her life amidst a worldwide lockdown. And the memoir kind of traces her journey of healing and searching for answers, and also grappling with other people's reactions to this betrayal within their community, and trying to figure out the mechanics of what it means to get divorced from someone that she trusted to keep her safe, but who ultimately ended up having like virtually total control over their finances in ways that were very favorable to him and that she had like tacitly allowed over the course of their marriage.
Yeah. So Adult Braces is Lindy West's follow-up to her smash hit memoir, Shrill, which came out in 2016. It was subsequently turned into a Hulu series starring Adi Bryant. If you're not familiar with Lindy West just from her name, you might be familiar with Shrill. I don't know if I ever read the book. I definitely watched the series. And like, I also
have it right here. Yeah. Shrill is on my bookshelf.
I'm sure it is. Well, I also like followed Lindy West's career avidly. Like, I was a huge Jezebel reader. Same. She was a central figure in like kind of the heyday, or one of the heydays of Jezebel. She wrote really discourse driving articles about like women in comedy and like the idea that women can't be funny, about like fatness and fat phobia. She wrote a really seminal review of Love Actually that I have always loved, because I have also always hated Love Actually. And so like, she kind of was a major part of that like millennial feminist pantheon of bloggers, right? And so if you know, you know. And if you don't, maybe you've seen Shrill, or you've heard of Shrill.
Or, I don't know, go back and read her Jezebel review of Love Actually. Read her Jezebel piece about rape jokes. That's another really seminal one that I would recommend. But I think for our micro generation of women, and certainly our micro generation of women writers on the internet, she really set the tone and drove the culture in a lot of ways.
Yeah. And I, like, when we think of Here to Make Friends, that is kind of the moment that it emerged out of, right? Like, that era of feminist blogging, I think, kind of set the tone for me for what I wanted to do with covering The Bachelor. So to me, she's a very important figure. And even though I don't know if I actually read Shrill, I was very familiar with the happy ending of her memoir, her marriage to her husband, Ahamefele Jayaluo, who is a musician, artist. I've actually seen his one-man show.
Claire reviewed it.
I reviewed it. If you want to look into that, I liked it. Like, it's kind of an odd concept. It involves like playing the trumpet and also like storytelling, but I found it very compelling. And Aham has come out as non-binary. He uses he, they pronouns. In the book and through most of the coverage, he is referred to by he, him pronouns and as a husband. So I think probably we'll fall into doing that for a lot of this, because it's sort of the most consistent thread. But just to put that up front, he does identify as non-binary. So they get married at the end of Shrill. They have this beautiful wedding as Lindy is grieving the loss of her father. And it's kind of like this moment of affirmation, and like she's found a new home and acceptance. But Adult Braces kind of reevaluates that time period, and she reveals that there was a lot more going on behind the scenes. She felt depressed, she felt anxious and invisible. When she was in the Shrill like writer's room, she did not feel like she really belonged, and she was having a really hard time. She also reveals that she and Aham only got back together under the condition that he made that their relationship would not be monogamous. And she didn't talk about that publicly. She also didn't really want to talk about it with him. She was sort of like, don't ask, don't tell. don't, not with anyone we know. I don't want to hear about it. No girlfriends. And then a fan sends Lindy a photograph of Aham out at a bar kissing another woman. And so she learns that he actually has two secret girlfriends, including a woman who lives in their neighborhood that she knows, and also a woman who works in a related industry. So kind of blowing up the rule book here. She ends up deciding to let him kind of explore this relationship while she works through her feelings, the one relationship with this woman, Roya. And she goes on a road trip to reconnect with herself and what she wants. She drives from Seattle to the Florida Keys and back in a van. And along the way, she decides that she wants to be poly with Aham and Roya, and begins to explore the possibility that she actually has a crush on Roya, whom I cannot stress enough at this point. She has only met once, and they've not under a circumstance where they sent some texts. Yeah, she met her once with no idea that she was anyone important, and they've sent some texts. And she's like, maybe I'm into Roya. The book ends with them all living together in a cabin she owns in Washington State. And that's sort of the happy ending to the book. And this has been, the response to the two books has been very different.
Yes.
I think Bell Burden's book has been widely acclaimed for its writing and insight. And Lindy West's book has mostly driven a lot of discourse around the idea that maybe Lindy West is not being honest with herself, that she's not in a healthy situation, and that she is like kind of peddling the idea that this is a great way to live when she herself is clearly not fulfilled by it. However, they do go well together in a lot of ways.
No, they do. I mean, I do think that they are, again, ultimately about the stories we tell about ourselves in order to get through our lives, right? Like, we have to always be narrativizing and then reassessing those narratives when we get new information. And we see both Lindy and Belle do that throughout these books. And we also see the way that audiences then receive these stories, and the way that a memoir is a piece of art that is so personal. And yet when you put it out into the world, you are giving a lot of people permission to pick it apart and to ask questions that maybe you either haven't asked yourself or that you aren't interested in answering.